Topic 1. Unit 1B. Exercises 2 and 3.
In 1950, the world's population was 30% urban, 70% rural. By 2050, it will be the other way round, with almost 70%, or 6 billion people, in cities. Many of the fastest growing cities are in the developing world, with 90% of urban growth set to occur in sub-Saharan Africa and Asia. And in these areas, megacities, cities with over 10 million inhabitants, are already struggling. Take Mumbai, home to over 20 million people, many of whom live in poor conditions due in part to poor urban planning.
I think a lot of the problems that megacities have these days are planning issues. It's at the edges of the cities where there is almost no planning, where things really severely break down. Farmers who have tiny plots of land will sell that plot to a developer, and nobody will be thinking about where the main road is going to go or where the school should be.
The result? Disorganized settlements lacking basic services, leading to desperate living conditions.
There's almost no roads in these settlements. There's sometimes no electricity. There's no public water supply. There are no sewers.
So where can megacities find inspiration for a more joined-up approach than Mumbai? Just 300 miles away is Ahmedabad, a city of 7 million people, where they've taken an innovative approach to urban planning. The city's town planning scheme is designed to integrate the city's vital infrastructure as it grows, rather than afterwards. Planners identify a wide area to build a new suburb and requisition a portion of land from all the farmers in that area. Land is set aside for new road grids and facilities. Farmers are handed back a reduced portion of their original land, which they can sell. Their new plots are smaller, but worth more, because they will be served by better facilities.
There are certain public goods which the market, left to itself, will not usually supply. For example, social housing, public parks, schools often. One advantage of the Ahmedabad system is that those things can be built into the process from the very beginning. So you just get a sort of more equitable style of sprawl than you would get otherwise.
Compared with other Indian cities, Ahmedabad suburbs are clearly more organised, with planned public services, roads, and thousands of affordable homes.
There are arguments. There is corruption within the system. There are all sorts of problems. But it does work much, much better than anything else in the developing world.
Smart planning can improve the way cities grow, but a functioning transport system is essential. Greater Los Angeles, with more than 12 million residents, is notorious for its traffic jams and the air pollution they cause. In 2017, a study found that congestion cost the city nearly $20 billion in lost productivity. They've built wider freeways and a light rail system, introduced carpool lanes, and even a smart traffic supercomputer. But so far, nothing has unstuck the jam. LA's troubles are a cautionary tale for other growing megacities, especially in emerging economies where car use is continuing to rise. But help for some of the world's largest cities might just come from one of its smaller ones. The Finnish capital, Helsinki, is home to a startup that's beginning to challenge the need for private cars. And it's doing it on a whim. WIM is a smartphone app which combines every available mode of transport to select the best route across the city. What sets WIM apart from similar apps is that a single payment or even a monthly subscription covers all types of journeys, from bus and tram trips to e-scooters, city bikes, and even ferries.
There is no mode out there that can compete with car ownership, that can give the same service promise as the car has been delivering. But if we put them all together, we start being able to say, hey, I can actually guarantee we can get you there.
Helsinki is a far cry from the teeming megacities of Africa or Asia, but WIM could be an interesting model for them, precisely because it's focused on using existing modes of transport more effectively, rather than building expensive new ones.
I think it could catch on in poorer, larger, more chaotic cities, partly just because everybody has a smartphone now in those places. It's not impossible to imagine that something similar could be built in somewhere like Lagos eventually.